Sanctification begins with election. And so if you deny election, how can you be sanctified? That's my question. You know, it's amazing how people want to say that they are sanctified by a second definite work of grace, but yet at the same time, they deny election. You know, the word sanctification only appears 5 times in the Bible. And we're going to look at how that has demonstrated, how it's demonstrated in the Bible and how it's used. You know, the second definite work of grace, entire sanctification, perfection people have certainly changed their tunes over time when they realize how erroneous their doctrine is. I heard a Dr. Avery, doctor, so he's attended the cemeteries and gotten pretty well ingrained in humanistic psychology. He even used the term actualization in his message, Dr. Avery did. He was doing a revival at the Church of God Holiness in Overland Park, Kansas. And he said during the revival that people couldn't understand why he didn't give altar calls. And he said, I am going to give an altar call this last service for those that have something they want to seek God in a public manner, public humility, and so on. But he says, most of our perfection comes incrementally. Well, let's just see what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Jesus Christ was made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification and redemption. You know, we don't have any merits in and of ourselves, in our own good works, in our own righteousness, in our own endeavorance to perfection. The other place it's mentioned is 1 Thessalonians 4:3-4. This is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. And then 2 Thessalonians 2:13, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. You know, if we're set apart by God, which that's what it means to be sanctified, if we're set apart by God, God has done that work from the beginning. He's chosen us to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. God's the one that has given us that gift, okay? We haven't obtained it in and of ourselves through seeking at an altar. 1 Peter 1:2, elect. According to the foreknowledge of God through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. You know, God's elect have been chosen in him from the foundation of the world through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Christ. You know, the very people that uphold the doctrine of sanctification, entire sanctification, exhibited in a second definite work of grace, are the first to ultimately and vehemently deny election. And Peter starts out with election here when he's talking about sanctification. Now, I know that people here that hear this say, oh, Larry's against good works, Larry's an antinomian, Larry believes Larry's just one of those frozen chosen. He doesn't believe that a person should, you know, follow after righteousness and, oh, I've you know, and on and on and on. That's what they'll accuse those who uphold the Word of God as being. Well, what did Paul say? Paul said that by grace are you saved. It is a gift of God through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Okay? But this is all a God thing. It is God ordained. It is not man's center. It is not going to a cemetery and getting a doctor's degree that gives a person the unction to get up in front of a group of people because you have a doctor's degree before your name, and hold a revival service and have an altar call. Why is it that these folks who are so adamant about living a sanctified life deny the very origin of who sets his people apart? But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. What does that mean, beloved of the Lord? It's not beloved of the free will of man, because God hath from the beginning, before the foundation of the world, chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto the obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Does this sound like a man-centered, humanistic gospel that Paul is preaching and Peter is preaching? No. It's a God-centered salvation and sanctification and redemption. It's a package deal. God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. It's a package deal. Back to the golden chain of salvation. For whom he did foreknow. Oh, that just means that God saw you were going to choose him. He looked down through the portals of time and he saw you. No, for whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate. Predestinate means to predetermine what happens before it happens. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. For those whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. And those he predestinated, he also, what's it say? Called. Effectually called. And those he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Well, are you almost persuaded? Have you surrendered all? Have you laid your all on the altar of sacrifice now? Have you s- sung that song, Holiness Unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness Unto the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it all day long. Holiness Unto the Lord now and forever. Are you actually believing it's from the Lord? Holiness from the Lord now and forever, not from the man? Maybe you ought to re-sing that song. Holiness from the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness from the Lord as we're marching along. Sing it, shout it all day long. Holiness from the Lord now and forever. Do you have any holiness? If you've been set apart by God, it has nothing to do with the creature. Nothing to do with the creature. Paul said it's either grace or works. You can't have both of them. Okay? You can't have both of them. You know, it's amazing. There's 58 instances of the word sanctified being used. And usually when the term sanctified is being used, it's what they're doing based upon what God has told them to do in sanctifying the altars. You know? Purifying the altars. Well, God's the one that does the sanctifying. He's the one that does the sanctifying. Ezekiel 36:23, and I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. Well, we cannot take on God's glory. He will not share His glory with another. John 10:36, say ye of Him whom the Father hath sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said I am the Son of God. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. And now, brethren, Acts 20:32. Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all of them which are sanctified. Sounds real similar to the passage that says, as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 1:2, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 6:11, and such were some of you, but ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and the Spirit of our God. Well, you know, I'm glad that God's the one that does the sanctifying. Not through our own will, not through our own works, not through our dying, not through our doing anything. They're sanctified by God the Father, they're preserved in Jesus Christ, and they're called. You know, the holiest people deny preservation of the saints. They deny the effectual calling of God. Jude 1:1, Jude the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. You know, I'm glad I don't have to depend upon my good works for my salvation and for my sanctification. Are you depending on your works? If you are, you're a miserable creature. If you're not trusting in the merits of the blood of Jesus Christ, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, His covenant, His blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, He then is all my hope and stay. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. And that includes dying out to the old man. That includes believing in your own works righteousness. That includes going and getting a doctor's degree from a cemetery and listening to heathen instruct you. Oh, I'll tell you, if Peter and Paul were living today, they would have a heyday with these instructors, these Judaizers of our day, would they not? I'm so thankful for God's grace, His unmerited favor. I'm glad that He's effectually called all for whom He died for. All that the Father have given Him will come to Him. And all that come to Him He will in no wise cast out. God be with you this day.